Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia.
Ganan con el Mystery Sale de JCPenney. Desde el jueves, apresúrate a la tienda para la entrega de cupones dorados mientras duren. Podrías ahorrar 30, 40 o hasta 50% extra. O podrías recibir el cupón Jackpot con $60 de descuento en compras de 60 o más. JCPenney, vale la pena. Entrega de cupones solo en la tienda, solo para mayores de 18 años. Cupón válido del 10 al 14 de octubre en selección de estilos. Aplican exclusiones. Detalles en la tienda.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another elite episode of the Get Authentic with Marcus show. I'm your host, Marcus Ogden. On today's episode, we're joined by Mr. Michael Labersi. But before we get Mike to the stage, I want to thank one of our amazing sponsors, Golf Link. Are you a golfer looking to connect with local players? Meet Golf Link, the ultimate social media app designed by golfers for golfers. With Golf Link, you can connect with local players, share your golf journey updates, find local tee times, and discover exclusive events happening in your area. Whether you're looking to fill your next foursome, challenge new friends on the golf course, or just celebrate your love of the game of golf, Golf Link has it all. Join a community that shares your passion for the game. Download Golf Link in the App Store or Google Play Store and use the code AUTHENTIC. So what are you waiting for? Download Golf Link now from your favorite app store and join the fastest growing golf community using the code AUTHENTIC. Golf Link, download today, tee off tomorrow. Now, here he is. Mike, how you doing today, Michael?
I'm good, Marcus. How are you?
I'm doing well, my friend. First question, okay, Michael. What does the word authentic / authenticity mean to Michael?
It means coming from the center of who you are out. Comes from the center of purpose, from your being, your soul, whatever metaphysical place you want to call it. Speaking your truth, and it means communicating that outward. So whether you're servicing other people, giving speeches, giving talks, or just meeting somebody for the very first time, authenticity comes from the center of the chest outward to the regular everybody in the population.
Yeah, I like that, Michael. Comes from the center of your chest, the core, your being, your soul, however you want to call that place. And it is expressed outward because at the end of the day, it's all about you trying to help people either through speaking, coaching, consulting, meeting someone, having a nice interaction, being positive. I tell people all the time, being positive and kind costs you nothing. Being arrogant and mean can cost you everything. So learn how to live a life of just being very kind to others. And I think that's awesome. So Michael, share with our audience a little bit more about yourself, your backstory, and what you're doing now currently.
Okay, so I'll go all the way back. I was a blue collar kid from Baltimore City. I started working in the DC metro area, and I was in the fitness industry in the DC metro area. That's Washington, D.C., those of us that aren't native. I started working with the top 1% of the population, people that were business owners, real estate developers, attorneys, politicians, people who have a whole lot of influence and have done tremendous things business-wise and philanthropic, and just seem to be on the cutting edge. I feel like everybody that has done something is in that area for some reason. I just can't quite pinpoint why there's so many successful people down there. So all through the years, as I'm servicing this community in the fitness space, I was picking up tips and behavior traits and starting to study how these people accomplish things in such a great way. The key thing I noticed was most of these people lived fulfilled lives, even after they were done in their workplace. And I not everyone knew everyone else. So this wasn't something that was just a community thing. These people put a ton of energy into their life, into their business, into their families. And having watched that evolution for multiple years, sometimes multiple decades, I was able to say, wow, I can bring some of this information to the general population. I moved out of the fitness space and I moved into the coaching space, grew a large company called Achieve Systems. I'm the president of Achieve Systems, and we do B2B coaching, helping coaches develop their business. We have 4 events a year and we have speakers, the whole nine yards. You know, it's your classic formula for people that want to help other people. I said, okay, I need something else. I said, okay, great. I got this coaching business. There's got to be a way that I can still take these lessons I'm learning from people and teach other people, because I want to increase impact without getting in the way of, hey, hire me as a coach or hire a coach. I don't want money. I don't want a transaction to get in the way of sharing that message. Like you were talking about authentic. I was being authentic, but I want to be more authentic. So a guy I work with, his name's Jake Clendenning. We started a TV show on E360 TV called Total Disruption. And that's what we're doing. We are looking for people and we're talking to people and we're teaching lessons that we learn from interviews that we do. And we're stirring up the community, getting the conversation going, both in life and business, and trying to just move that needle so that things are accessible to the general population. We want this information, not the best kept secret. We want to get it all out there so people can take action. I mean, think about it, Marcus. You could be hearing something that from somebody and boom, it changes your life. I mean, you could hear a podcast, you could hear an interview, you get a tip, you at that right place in your life where you're boom, wow, and all of a sudden you're down a different direction. I mean, that's me. That's the backstory in kind of a nutshell. You know, going from this guy who was a blue collar kid to building a business to then saying, wait a minute, now I want to give even more and do even more and create the impact. So here we are, Total Disruption.
Awesome. So let's talk about Total Disruption first and then come back over to your company and what you're doing for events, things like that, right?
Yep.
So when it comes to your TV show, right?
Yep.
You look for, I'm going to assume, innovators, people that are on cutting edge, people that are willing to share and be vulnerable. And I have a saying, vulnerability creates connectivity. And I do a lot of speaking. You and I will talk offline about your events, what you're doing, because again, you're from the Baltimore, from DC, lived in Baltimore. You can see the Raven jersey behind me. My brother and I love, you know, the Baltimore community, just outstanding. What I really want to talk about is when you bring on your guests, right? How do you express to them, how do you make it known to them that the more vulnerable that they are, the more vulnerable and real and sharing that they are, the more it's going to have a positive impact. I was talking to a lady yesterday who's coming on our show. She's based out of London. And she was saying how, unfortunately, still a lot of people want to default to stories of challenges they've heard or overcome, whatever, because they still don't want to share. Like me, hey, I lost all of my money, right, Michael, in construction in downtown Baltimore. Working in downtown Baltimore, Wolf Street, worked on the DHMH Health Laboratory, right there by Harbor Point, not that far from the stadium. I lost it all because of just some bad things that I did. But I talk about that when I'm interviewing people or I'm getting on shows, things like that. So how do you all look for people to be vulnerable that are coming onto your show and actually share with your audience?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question. I have 2 paths of people that I interview. The first path is people that sell things to other people. And I try to say, look, you know, we need your deciding moments in life. I don't necessarily need your story and then a pitch. I would like you to actually tell something about the moment you decided to make a change. Give me that story. Give me that pain. Give me that information. That's what we're looking for. Not necessarily tactics and hacks and tricks, and which are great. But without that deciding moment, you cannot make a change. That's where people want that relatability. That's what I tell people that sell things to other people, because they get in that mode, and you've heard it. So it's like push and play. All of a sudden you wind up the pitch man and you hear it. Nothing wrong with that. This is not what I'm looking for. You can decide if somebody wants to create a relationship with you and do some business, go ahead. I need that story. We need that story. The audience needs that story. That's the only thing that matters in this situation. And then the second type of person I talk about is actually just doing me a favor and wants to give back. So they're already primed. I've talked to so many people that don't sell to people. They're B2B successes, or they're retired and they're not trying to sell a book or anything else. Those are the greatest guests, because they just get on there and they just unload. You know, you got guys that are interviewing a guy, one of my clients next week. He runs a $20 million dumpster business, Next Day Dumpsters. You know him. I'm sure you've seen him around the area. If you're in they're orange. I'm interviewing this guy, and he's just going to unload all that stuff that you and I are talking about. Mm-hmm. So that's the prime candidate. I hope that answers that question, because
it answers it greatly. And again, yes, very familiar with Next Day Dumpsters. As again, like I said, I owned a construction. I was a site work contractor, demolition, excavation. So very familiar with that dumpster company and that individual. And so that is an awesome guess, because again, he's somebody that's just going to come out there and say, hey, here's what I am. Here's where I am. And again, that's the next question here. And then we're going to get into what you're doing with your event. So you talk about people sharing a story, right? So I met this gentleman, George, has a great organization. I'm going to be doing some speaking for him probably later in the year in New York. And he talked about, well, what's that moment, that one moment where you can say three things happened? You had a moment of realization, you had a moment of transformation, and you had a moment of inspiration. So for me, it's my spoiled milk moment as a custodian, where I realize that I put myself on this curve. Nobody else, not my partner, not the clients, not my team, Marcus Ogden. I transform by saying, well, if I'm going to actually get off this damn curve, I have to actually take accountability, ownership, and say, it's time to move off this curb. Not ask the curb to move and you say, oh, great, they move so I can move. No, you have to move. And then the last one is inspiration. I said, well, gee, maybe I could help people overcome their challenges and speak and get them inspired. And that was that moment for me. So my question for you is, right, Michael, how are you at trying to pull out of people that moment of realization, transformation, and inspiration to get your audiences to do the same thing in their life?
You mean, what questions do I ask them? Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty straightforward. I say, take me down your mental journey. And I will say just what you said, off the curb. When was that moment you're laying in bed, walking down the street, you walked out of an elevator, you met somebody, you were in a place where you're sitting there at a coffee shop and you're putting your hand over your head and you're just like, man, this has got to go. I'll tell you one of my moments was I was working as a trainer, making really good money, but I would work 12 to 14 hours a day because that's exactly the formula. I wasn't scaling a business. I just knew what I was doing. I was just a kid. I was a guy that fell into a good niche, and repairing people happened to be my specialty. I was always in a hybrid field. I was sitting there one day and I'm getting done and I'm riding my bike back to where I was living, and because I wanted to ride my bike just to be a little extra healthy. And I just said, man, this sucks. This is good stuff. I'm doing good work, but I'm killing myself here. I mean, there's got to be more. I'm going to an apartment. I'm working with all these people that are doing these crazy, great things. I had to get right with my alignment and the kind of help that I wanted to give people. And on that bike ride home on Edmonston Lane, I was like, man, this is not, I got to change my path. And that started that motivational moment. Started me to be okay with going against everything that I had built in my brain of, no, you got to know a lot, you've got to service a lot of people, and you got to work hard. I was in that mentality. Don't get salesy. Don't speak about things you don't know. No, I got right by that bike ride home. I will never forget that bike ride home. It was that turned me right there. So I asked the people on my show, with Jake, I say, listen, I need that moment or the series of moments. Give me the two. Give me the bottom. Give me the top. Because I also, Marcus, lost a ton of money in real estate. I've lost, I was on my butt, over $1 million in real estate loss. I mean, just poor planning, immaturity on my part, daydreaming as I was doing it, gambling, if you will, crossing my fingers. And I got totally tanked, man. I had to work my way out of that. That was psychological too. It was terrible.
Brother, been there, had $5.5 million of debt when I got to Raleigh, North Carolina. Wow. $400 to my name. My home was repossessed. My home was foreclosed on. Both cars repossessed, not in the same month, not in the same week, in the same day. So let me tell you, my friend, when you talk about what you're talking about, I lived it. I've been there. I had to bounce back. I've been up, down, all around. I got divorced 2 years ago, moved out of my home, my town home, into a really crappy apartment. Now I've worked hard and I bought my dream home about a year ago and I'm thriving. But because of people like you and your stories and people like Ben, who's our awesome producer and his team supporting me and being there, here we are today. So again, love this conversation because again, this is why you're doing so well. You talked about, I didn't ask you, you just shared and you were vulnerable about, everybody knows my story, listens to me, right? But you lost in real estate, you gambled and you had to, you got off your butt, you had to fix yourself. That's why people work with you. That's why people want to come onto your show because they know that Michael is not just some guy saying, oh, here I am and success was easy. And you know, we've seen those guys like that. You're not that guy. So love it. Talk about what you do now on the your other business, helping people. Because again,
breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.
A lot of people want to be coaches, right? I coach a lot of people and I have a lot of clients. I'm very fortunate in that regard, right? But not until I met my business partner and good friend, Mick Hunt, and my other business partner, Victor Garcia, did I learn about how to scale this thing to the communities and grow it where you're working hard, but you're not killing yourself working tirelessly. And from there, you have no energy for your family. You have unhealthy habits. You're eating poorly. You're not sleeping well. Like me right now, I'm down about 30 pounds in the last like 6 months. I started running again, started a new lifting program. And I can actually see in my face like, wow, like it's crazy what you can see when you put the work in. But again, in coaching, I believe you need a coach like yourself or your team to move the needle forward. So talk a bit about that for our audience.
Well, I want to just give you a quick nod. You know, being an athlete, you know what it means to put the work in, and you know what it means to actually have to do the work. Otherwise, you know, back in my old career, I've worked with a few guys. I was doing subcontract work for the Redskins on the side, just doing body work on these guys. You slow down for a second and the game blows by you. I mean, I don't know if anybody has that level, you know, even with the NBA and stuff. It's just, it's crazy how, when you're at such a high level, And that's why guys like you were good. You've done it. You've been to the top of the mountain in your field. The best of the best gets on that field. There's only one ball. Not everybody gets to touch it. And that's one of my friend's mottos, not mine. He's a football coach. He said, there's only one ball. And as you climb up there, you know, your touches get less and less. So from a coaching standpoint, having an athlete around is definitely the apex. So with Achieve, right, I met a guy named Rob Raymond. And he'd started a bunch of different equipment companies in fitness, and we were coaching fitness professionals. And we'd have a group model. You come in, get on phone calls, and all that good stuff. You know how it goes, right? So then what we started to do was we started to open up the idea to everybody: entrepreneurs, real estate agents, anybody that needs coaching. Now we're at the point where people want to write books, they want to do things, they want to do anything they want to do. We can show them how to do it. We have deals and discounts for people who want to, again, author their own book. We have SEO, all kinds of ROI tools. You name it, it's in there. The driving factor is people that help people. And at the events, I find I have virtual and live events. having those live events, the virtual ones are really good for information and inspiration, but the live events, when people get together, they can hear a speaker, they can meet the person, the man or the woman in the back of the room. The speakers are right there. They're not just, my events aren't big enough to where somebody's blowing out of the room. I mean, it's not, you know, hey, I spoke and now I'm getting on my own jet plane and going. I mean, our events are real. You know, you get to really see what people are doing and how they got motivated. So there's that touch. There's that community. And that's what we do. We drive it through the community.
You know, I'm really excited for these conversations like this, because like you said, your events are not the, you know, a speaker comes, blows off stage, things like that go. I don't do that. I've been speaking for 10 and a half, almost 11 years now. And I am not the individual that when I speak, oh, time to go. See ya. I'm out of here. Holler at you. You know, no, like it's, how do I meet people? How do I network with people? How do I connect with people? And that's the real essence of it, you know, because at the end of the day, right, Michael, people do business with who they like, right? And like you said yes. earlier, when I do a podcast interview, right, it's not about tactics. Unless I'm asked a specific question around a tactic, it's about stories. It's about experiences. It's about what I learned from great coaches like Jack Del Rio to great owners like the Weber family or Steve Bisciotti, who I know and who's an owner when I play for the Ravens, still is the owner of the Baltimore Ravens, right? He built a multi-billion dollar empire in staffing, right? How did he do that? I got a chance to learn from him. Sharing things like that with people moves mountains. So my next question, Michael, is, you know, one of my favorite people is Aristotle. Aristotle, of course, got famous by coaching Alexander the Great. And one of the things he told Alexander to get his men to follow him in battle, no matter how much pressure and how much distress they were under, was to have a reason for his men to follow him into battle, right? What is the reason? And Aristotle said very clearly, if your men know your reason, they're going to go all the way. If they are not sure, unclear of the reason why they're there, first sign of stress, they're gone. So my question for you is, right, Michael, what's the reason behind Achieve and behind what you're doing with your awesome show? And what is that actual reason that you all have really built these amazing companies and organizations to help people?
Well, I mean, I think the name says it all, to be disruptive. You know, I think people are set in their ways so much that on every level, I mean, some people are walking around with blinders on, man. They needed to be peacefully, legally disrupted, not violently, aggressively disrupted. Disruption, man. It's all about, the mission here is impact. And you got to have a mission, right? My whole goal ever since the days in fitness when I was doing things, it was always impact. You start somebody 60 minutes later, smile on their face, pain's gone. They took charge of their life. You know, all the metrics, you feel it after a workout, right? It's a difference. It's a quantifiable change. Now, you can't always see everyone you impact when you're out here speaking and when your people are listening. I don't know who I'm impacting today, but I know that I'm impacting somebody, right? You're impacting me right now. You know what I mean? Just in our stories of connection and overlap, you and I know a lot of the same things. I already feel good. I feel like I've known you forever. You've impacted me without even knowing it. I'm going to walk away from this feeling great. Like, I just had a great conversation with Marcus. I felt like we've known each other forever. That's the goal. That is the goal of passing that baton so that somebody else can pass the baton. So somebody else can pass the baton, because you never know who's the next greatest inventor. You never know who's going to come out with the next greatest philosophy to change the world. You never know who's got a great innovation on something. And if they're just sitting there and they're not taking any action, none of us will benefit from it. If we're all just sitting here worried about our own, you know, this isn't post-apocalypse. You know, we need to be sharing. We need to be connecting. We need to be motivating people. That there it is. I mean, that's it. Disruption, peacefully, legally.
I love that. Disruption, peacefully, non-aggressively. Right. And it's interesting, right, Michael? I am a part owner of a company called Agoge. We just got a huge grant from the U.S. government. We are the only protein drink on the market that's all plant-based. Five ingredients, that's it. No soy, no dairy, no whey, all hemp, all plant-based. And the government gave us a huge multi-seven-figure grant for marketing. And we're going to start marketing next month and getting this thing in front of a lot of people. And again, so many people have been looking for something like this that is all natural. And again, that's innovative. So again, impact. I love hearing this. So Michael, last question. What is it that you say, what's one trait that you say has helped you to push through challenges and overcome adversity to get where you are as a successful individual that's fulfilled and continues to help people thrive in times of uncertainty?
You mean like a catchphrase or just a mantra or something?
Sure. It could be, it'd be like this, you know, it could be like discipline, focus. It could be hard work. It could be what, it could be a mantra. It's whatever it is that has driven Michael to keep pushing to get where he is. Because a lot of people are listening to this, right, Michael? They are like, man, this is awesome. But I'm in a bad spot right now. I'm where you were, like, you know, in debt. Or I'm like, remarkable. I'm on the curb. I don't even know where to begin or what to look for. What's that thing people could say that Michael can say has helped him? It could be a one word, it could be a catchphrase, whatever Michael wants to share.
I say look through it, not at it. You want to look through, you. A person should have the presence of mind at some point in their life to realize they're looking at it, not through it. And we all get there. It could be from trying to put together a shelving unit. You're getting fatigued. Your brain's getting a little overrun. You're looking at it, not through it. You're if you just take that perspective on everything, that is going to carry you through. If you really look through the problem, because you're looking at the problem and you're not looking at the solution, once you can focus on the other side of that, no matter how dark it is, you can walk your way through it. It might not be as fast as you want, and the situation you're in might be terrible. And yeah, okay, great. But if you don't start looking through to the end, some end, and that may change as well, and take action towards it each and every day, you're going to be done for. So that's what I say. I say you got to look through it, not at it. I hope that answered your question.
Oh, that's perfect. Michael, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, you can get in touch with me. My website is total-disruption.com. That's total with a dash disruption.com. I'm on social media, Michael Abersi. Look me up. That's how you get in touch with me.
Love it. Ladies and gentlemen, phenomenal episode. I'm going to be talking with Michael offline. Great guy, great energy, great alignment. We want to thank our sponsor, Golf Link, for sponsoring this awesome, awesome episode. We want to thank our mindset coach partner, Ms. Colleen Greco. She helps people overcome challenges and obstacles to get to the other side in their life. And the authentic tip of this great interview, as Michael said, look through the problem, not at it. Look where you want to go, where you want to end up. Not where you are right now, struggling. Again, if you're trying to get into shape, don't look at the days you got to get at, like all the days and the pain. Look through and say, okay, well, I'm going to do what I need to do for this amount of time. I'm going to get to the other side, because you're not going to lose weight in a day. It's not going to happen. It takes time. So look through the problem, not at it. Again, my name is Marcus Ogden. I am the host of the Get Authentic with Marcus Show. Thanks for tuning in. Have a fantastic day.
Thank you for listening to Get Authentic with Marcus Ogden. Technical facilities and services have been provided by the Multiformat Network, multiformat.net.
Most of you know, former NFL players like myself tend to have lots of chronic injuries and pain. What you may not know, though, is most of us feel like we are stuck in this pain for the rest of our lives. In our minds, it's just the price we have to pay for playing the game we love. I now know that this is not true. My shoulder was damaged so much from playing in the National Football League, but that for so many years, I had excruciating pain. When I would go to sleep at night and wake up the next morning, my shoulder was burning and I felt inflammation throughout my entire right shoulder. To be totally honest with you, I had given up hope and getting a healthy shoulder back. I then discovered stem cell therapy and Dr. Jeff Donatello at the Center for Well-Being. After just one treatment, I feel like I have my entire healthy shoulder back. The morning after getting treated, I woke up pain-free. And between you and me,
I actually cried a little bit. I can now lift weights without pain in my right shoulder, and I feel strong, just like playing in the National Football League. In short, you don't have to suffer anymore. Stem cell therapy has come a long way in a short time here in the United States of America. It seems like most of my NFL friends are getting it done now too. And best of all, you no longer have to travel to foreign countries, but you do have to call Dr. Dontell's staff at the Center for Well-Being at area code 603-380-9159. Trust me, you'll want to do this right away. Have a great day.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.